my children would understand these things. That you'd understand, that you would think it not strange. Don't think it strange, the fiery trial which has come to try you, as though some strange, unordinary, indefensible, undetectable kind of something that the enemy boxes you in and tries to describe to you something that cannot be penetrated by my grace and takes it outside of the ordinary. Know this, that even before you found yourself in the trial, I knew that it was coming. And I knew that I had already provided all of the solution for it, saith the Spirit of grace. For it is given unto you all of the access of my grace to stand in the midst of all things and know that when your faith is tried, as of gold it will come forth more precious than the gold that is tried and cannot endure the elements of this world. But know there is nothing, nothing now or in the future that will be able to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. The principalities, the powers, the rulers, height, depth, any other creature, no scheme of the enemy now or the things present or the things that will come in your future has no capacity to separate you from my love, which is the foundation whereby I bring peace and I establish you in present truth, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, pay close attention and hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say. For this is true spiritual warfare. For not understanding your foe and addressing things in the flesh will not relieve you. It will not bring your peace. But know this, after the enemy is displaced, then you'll be able to hear my counsel all the more clear. For while you're trying to listen to two parties at once, there is confusion. But if you'll take care of the one, then you'll rest well with my counsel and my understanding. This is against your foe. Know this specifically, that hands are being laid upon you today to cast down, to add to that grace already working in you, to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against my knowledge, saith the Spirit of grace, and to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. But know this, this is a strike directly against your enemy and against the one who tarries with your soul, saith the Spirit of grace. For know this, that as I strike this thing, and I call it a thing, because unto me all these things are nothing, saith the Spirit of grace. You are everything to me, for I have given my life's blood for you, and I desire that you walk continually in peace. There is not a day on your agenda of life in front of you, not a day on your calendar that I have ever set aside that you would be weary and well-doing. But know this, that I have provided in the midst of everything that he would come with, that everything that he would come with in advance, all that you need to walk forward, saith the Spirit of grace. And some would question, why do these things come? Why are the attacks so ferocious? For know this, you are not a retreating bunch that has called yourself under my authority to sit in some citadel or fortress of faith only to continually be attacked. Know this, that the gates of hell that will not prevail against my church are the ones that are being assaulted continually by my church. Know this, that your ongoing process has angered the enemy. You've backed him into a corner by your confession of faith
and your continual place of serving me in the kingdom. And therefore, because of it, he has come out mad and ferocious. But know that he was already whipped before he came out against you, saith the Spirit of God. What would you reckon with me on? Would you say, Lord, no, this is a natural matter. This concerns my children. I say it is the enemy that brings forth this with a sting with it. Know this, that all things that are here today in front of you have a sting with it. It has a sting like something has touched you, bitten you, even as an insect would bite you, though it is small, and it leaves a sting. And you know what it is, and yet the sting is there. Know this, that the thoughts and the progression of all things that are in front of you now hold a sting with it. But I have come, saith the Spirit of grace, to bring down every imagination and every high thing that has come against your spirit, soul, and body, saith the Spirit of God. I strike the sting, saith the Spirit of God. I strike the sting, saith the Spirit of God. And I relieve you that you might receive my wisdom and my counsel in all good things, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Tell them. He's saying this to me. I'll just tell you what he's saying. Tell them that the order that I described through you last week is supposed to be only pursued through the power of my love, saith the Spirit of grace. Know this, that all things are possible in the home, and all things are possible in the marriage. But the first place, before you ever look across the dinner table to inspect your partner or your children, is the place that you first go to find out how much I love you and how much I desire to change you. For know this, unless you change, the change is internal, it cannot be out on the external, saith the Spirit of grace. So know this, that the same old, whereby you've heard, pursue love through the avenues of the Spirit. Give yourself over constantly to the avenues of the Spirit, whereby you make intercession through praying in other tongues and giving yourself up in private worship. Know this, that those things are more than just the foundation to be scoffed at. Those things are the very essence that causes all those things that are taught in doctrine to become truth and a reality in your daily life, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. What do these things have to do with revival? For all these things are the very things that most throw to the side, throw to the wind, and say these things are not important while seeking a world-renowned vision. These are small things, but know this, these are the very building blocks for revival, saith the Spirit of grace. For in the grass roots of things are where I dwell, in the places of the conscience, in the places of the moral law of the heart. Know that in that exchange, saith the Spirit of grace, that exchange of you allowing me to come to your conscience and deal with the finer roots of life, know this, that's the place where I can come and add my authority to get little children out of wheelchairs, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.